Chapter 31. Harry and Hermione. News of the week, Potter. Professor McGonagall still won't return my firebolt. I don't suppose you could... No, sorry, forget I asked. Miraculous. He learns. Harry ignored this sarcasm as beneath him. And how are your little friends? Ron and Hermione aren't talking to each other because her cat keeps trying to eat his rat, Harry said, gingerly adding his catfish whiskers to the potion. And Hermione's not talking to me because I sided with Ron a little and we both have too much homework. It is my understanding that Miss Granger assisted you with your homework. I don't know. I've been too busy trying to figure out the reading about undetectable poisons to figure out Hermione. Professor Snape considered this statement with apparent calm, and then vanished the potion they'd been working on for more than an hour. Professor! It does me no good to attempt to impart the most fundamental skills of potion making if you fail your third-year classes because you do not understand the basic curriculum. Snape stalked away. Clean that up. Getting cross with me isn't going to help, Harry said amiably. It just makes you look like you need a blood pressure potion. Harry was furious as well, but he had different ways of coping with his anger. What? Professor Snape said with icy clarity. Is your problem with undetectable poisons? The textbook, Harry said immediately. The explanations you give in class are all right, but it just takes me a long time when I can't ask Hermione to explain the diagrams and things, and she sniffs at me if I ask her for advice these days. I suppose I assumed, were you educated in basic comprehension and arithmetic before Hogwarts, Potter? I was never much good at maths, he said doubtfully. Throwing you into an arithmancy class at this point would undoubtedly be funny, but it probably wouldn't be effective, Snape said half to himself. Harry really hated Snape's sense of humor. Very well. Throw yourself on your friend's mercy. Beg her forgiveness. Agree with her that her cat is a paragon among cats, and tell her that teaching others is a good way to learn material. Whatever you have to do to regain your place in her good graces. Is that why you made me grade all those papers? I dreamed I was bleeding green ink all over the Chamber of Secrets. Do not use your nightmares to change the subject. I'm not lying to Hermione for you. Were any of the things I just said a lie? Well, her cat's awful. All cats are awful. Next. She told Professor McGonagall my broom was probably from Sirius Black and out to kill me. It's a firebolt. Quidditch. The sport more important than a girl who has faced down the Dark Lord with you, undoubtedly. It's not about that. Then what is it about? Harry hesitated, because he wasn't quite sure. Harry, admirable and sensible, though I find your lack of trust in anyone resembling authority, you must understand something in order to interact with most people. Most people trust authority and obey rules. You are the outlier, not Hermione Granger. Harry shifted uncomfortably. Do you miss your friend? Harry nodded. Then say that you forgive her, because that is what friends do, even if you may never understand her reasons. You're just trying to manipulate me into getting her help with homework. Snape looked rather blank. I don't have enough stuff to want people taking it, Harry added. Do as you're told, Potter. Since arguing would get them nowhere fast, except giving Professor Snape more material, Harry dug in his bag for his half-completed essay on undetectable poisons. I made you thinking mints as an apology, Harry began. His apology speech, which ended up rushed, incoherent, and rather angry, went on for a few minutes before Hermione tucked her hair behind one ear and asked, "What are thinking mints?" "They're peppermints with concentration potion in them. Professor Snape says they won't poison anyone and are an abomination against the art, but he also said that since they're almost useless as a way to take concentration potion, you can have as many as you want. And they will help you study, I'm almost certain. And even if they don't, they still taste good?" Hermione tried a mint. Hermione burst into tears. Harry patted her on the back, feeling incredibly awkward. "Huffle, boys, Professor Vector, Crookshanks!" were the only words Harry could make out through her storm of emotion. None of them really helped him figure out what to do. He shot a frantic look across the common room at Ron, who hadn't thought this was a good idea in the first place. No help there. "But look, at least no one's trying to kill you, right?" Harry hazarded. "That's good, isn't it?" "I care if someone wants to kill you," Hermione said, and threw a book at him. Harry ducked, and Hermione spent the next minute fussing over her book, which was undamaged by its use in the gender wars. A short while later, they were both sitting by the fire, tired and out of sorts and no closer to peace. "Professor Snape told me to ask you for help, but it seems more like I should be asking if I can help. I'm really enjoying all of my classes," Hermione said lowly. "But how? That's not the point. You don't like divination. I'm sure there's something to it. I'm going to learn everything there is to know, Harry." "Professor Snape's going to get me one of those math and reading books with the big letters and primary colors, because I admitted the textbook's hard. It's hard for everyone but you, isn't it?" "Everyone does seem to have a great many questions about it, but it's a very traditional book. It's been used at Hogwarts since the 19th century. No wonder Professor Snape never uses the recipes when he's making his own potions," Harry commented, distracted. "He's a big believer in using all the most modern innovations in potion making. I bet it drives him batty." "Professor Snape doesn't use the recipes?" Hermione asked, sounding betrayed. "He just throws things in the cauldron," Harry confirmed, slumping in his comfy armchair and staring at the fire. "Then I ask him how much he used, and he says, 'A handful.' Like, that's a real measurement. I hate him so much." "You know, Harry, I thought if you actually started getting lessons with him about potions, you'd get along better, but it doesn't seem like it." "He's brilliant. Corking mad, but brilliant. When he's in a good mood, which is really almost never, you can tell he's in a good mood because he'll talk about the way poisons used to be used to torture people and how he'd really like to murder more people than he's allowed to murder." Harry glanced at Hermione to find her staring at him in open-mouthed horror. "It's not like, I mean, I asked him if he was poisoning Professor Lupin and he said, 'If only.' Things like that." "Well, of course he's not poisoning Professor Lupin," Hermione said, startled. "That would be impossible without... He gives Professor Lupin an awful-looking potion every month," Harry told her. "It looks absolutely caustic, and he won't tell me what it is." "It must be Wolfsbane," Hermione said absently. "That would make sense. He's..." "Professor Lupin is a werewolf?" Harry hissed. Hermione looked guilty and grabbed his hand. "Oh, you can't tell anyone. You mustn't. You know what Ron's like about werewolves." "Does Dumbledore know?" Harry said, starting from his seat. "Of course. I've known ever since Professor Snape explained. I'm sure all the teachers know. It's not our business, Harry." Harry sat down again, hesitant. "I thought werewolves were a little, dangerous." "Eat people!" "They're terribly discriminated against. I looked it up. It's like Buckbeak. They're considered dangerous magical creatures." The bottom dropped out of Harry's stomach as he imagined Professor Lupin on trial, with the same precedents to draw on that Buckbeak had. And the wolfsbane means he won't hurt anyone. Say you won't tell anyone, Harry, please.
All right, Harry said numbly. I won't.
So, did Professor Snape want to kill werewolves because of Professor Lupin, or want to kill Professor Lupin because of werewolves? It made it hard to keep a mental list of things Professor Snape wanted to kill straight. It really did! Harry and Hermione got along better after that, even though they still didn't have time to breathe in a welter of schoolwork. And then there was the next Quidditch match.